The Beasley Media Group Station.
It's my city.
Yeah, baby.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi.
So, parents embarrasses their kids all the time.
Totally.
And growing up as a kid, I never was really embarrassed by my parents because I thought it was funny.
I think I told you guys this. My dad came, and you guys already know I wasn't a cool kid in high school. Nobody saw my yearbook.
Which, speaking to that, we found that out yesterday on the show that no one signed Loren's yearbook. So we have Anthony with an I. He's going out on the streets in uptown Charlotte, and he's going to find strangers to sign your yearbook.
Yep. Make me feel better.
That's happening now. So look out for Anthony with an I, and please give Loren a nice little message in her yearbook. She'll take it home and cherish it.
Mm-hmm. So this was not helping my cause, but my dad, when I would have people over, he would come down in his tidy whities and yell at us for being too loud because I wasn't already uncool enough.
Whitey tidy.
That's funny.
But I think this guy in Oklahoma has got my dad beat. And if you have an embarrassing moment with your parents, we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. This father in Oklahoma, he and his wife basically set this whole thing up, and their son asked to be picked up from school.
Mm-hmm.
So dad dressed like Michael Phelps in a Speedo with a swim cap on, completely in the buff other than his Speedo and his cap and his gold medals, and ran into a crowd of students and gave his son the biggest hug. It's a video that's going viral now.
Man.
See, that's funny to me.
That is funny.
That's funnier than your dad coming down in tidy whities, okay?
My dad, when I was in high school, the high school that I went to got new tennis courts. So my dad was playing tennis because he was like the assistant coach for our tennis team.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had the, you know, they didn't pay him. They're like, but you could use the courts anytime you want. Well, I think the principal meant like on the weekends, because all of a sudden I'm walking into like English class and all the kids are pinned to the window, looking out the window at the tennis courts. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? They're like, Mani, your dad's out there playing tennis with no shirt on. And he's so hairy. He looked like Chewbacca hitting a tennis ball. That and the fact that he used to wear like a train engineer hat. He had a convertible car, and to avoid sunburn, he'd put a train engineer hat on.
That's why? So random.
I don't know. Somebody gave it to him, and he wore it. And he would come pick me up from school, and they'd be like, "Up, the caboose is here."
Oh yeah.
You know, and it was just like constant, you know.
Listen,
heckling from my friends.
At least your dad had a convertible. My dad used to pick me up in a truck that was like 9 trucks made into one. And it had like a blue hood, a brown tailgate, red cab. And then it had all these like pink spots on it from where he had buffed out the rust.
Ugh,
it was awful.
That's hilarious.
And again, please call. It's 704-570-9595 when your parents embarrassed you. That's what we want to hear on the MRL show.
I know we'll have good stories. I know you guys are hiding something.
Of course.
All right, get to us now. Producer Nicole is standing by on the MRL show.
Say, I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
When did your parents embarrass you? 704-570-9595.
Loren just told us a story about a dad who on his son's last day of school dressed up like Michael Phelps with the medals and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The head cap, too, right?
Head cap, Speedo, and whole nine yards.
And then ran to his son on the last day of school and hugged him. His dad did that. That's so funny.
I'd be like, who is this crazy man trying to hug me?
Let's welcome Nicole from Charlotte to the MRL show. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. When did your parents embarrass you?
Oh, my God. Well, I could talk for days about the stuff my dad has done to embarrass us. But one thing that sticks out was when my sister and I were teenagers, we'd gone out for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And my sister and I were commenting at how our server was cute. And my dad, you know, when we get home, says, hey, the server thought you girls were cute and put his phone number inside the lid of the takeout box. So, you know, of course, we're all giddy. And we called the number, and it was our grandmother's phone number.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, yeah. Nicole. That's awesome. We're just going to try and run through these as many as we can.
Sure, yeah. Our phone lines are jammed. And this is Erica and Maiden. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Erica. How'd your parents embarrass you?
I was on my way to school. My stepdad was actually taking me to school, and we was waiting in the line to be dropped off at elementary school. And a few cars ahead of me, there was a guy in one of the cars that I had a huge crush on. And as I got out of the car, we pull up, I get out of the car, and I see him, and I'm waving at him. And my stepdad is driving this old Pinto that's like an ugly green, like not green. And it's already ugly enough. So I'm waving at him, and as my stepdad takes off, it backfires really loud.
Hit the deck!
That's hilarious.
Everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
They knew it was me that had gotten out of the car. It was so embarrassing.
Here it is now. We're hearing it.
Thanks, Dad.
So this is Mindy. Mindy and Hickory, welcome to the MRL show.
Mindy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you
turn your radio down, girl. I hear our backfire sound effect. We're on an 8-second delay. Yeah. Mindy, fix your car.
Yeah.
How'd your parents embarrass you, Mindy?
Well, it was my 16th birthday, and my mom and her boyfriend at the time, they decided to get like the size 15, 16 size underwear. And they made this cardboard cutout to put the underwear on. They had it in this huge box. They made me fish it out. And then they put a hitch collar in the crotch of it and made me fish that out and then had everybody sign it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Mindy. Roy, what's wrong with size 16 underwear?
That's
what I wear.
Is that what you wear?
Yeah.
I don't know how big that is.
I like to have extra comfort.
Always have Carrie. We can't get to Carrie, but she says that her mom was a cafeteria lady, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
The mom be like, and make sure you get your vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I could see kids like Manny going through and causing a ruckus in the cafeteria, and then they got to yell at you.
Well, hold on. I have one question for Carrie. Hey, Carrie in Belmont.
Morning.
Hey, so did you know what the lunch menu was going to be before everyone else so you can get in line first? Carrie?
Oh, she just lost Carrie.
But isn't that a good question?
Yeah, and I want to know, like, because, like, some of the school food is really good. Did she get to take it home?
Yes.
Did she get left on
still to come.
I have questions, people. Carrie.
I was always first in line for chicken nuggets and Mexican pizza.
Let me know, me too. Oh, man.
All right. So George Clooney let something slip about a mall, and she is not happy. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.